Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding him in Menachas Daf Kuftes. In the end of Amud Beis, we have a Gemara. Rashi brings there's two Gersoros in the Gemara. And Ayin Toises, Dover Niflo Meoid, that there was someone named Rav Kloinimus, that in the time of his Ptiro, he corrected three Gemaras that were mistakes in it. And these three corrections came Mipia Nevuah. That's what Toises brings. One of the Gemaras is this Gemara. Now, what's the correct Gersor of the Gemara? The correct Gersor is, someone says, become a Rav, so I would put him in front of a line. Now anybody tells me to get out of Rabbanus, I will pour on him a hot boiling water. So many of the Mefarshim point out, different than the Maharsha over here, they say, for example, the Boine over here tells us, the Boine on the Yaakov, that going up was much worse than going down. Meaning going up, anybody who told him he'll become a Rav, he put him in front of a lion, meaning he would kill him. But when he went down, it wasn't as bad. So, I mean, he preferred to remain a Rav. But if someone wants to take him down, he was upset at him, so he would throw him hot boiling water, but he will not kill him. So Maharal explains the death, sounds like this. Someone who's a Baal Soro, who was in Rabbonis, he's very close to do a chet, bekama dvarim. And that's why the comparison is to put in front of a lion. In front of a lion, you're not 100% sure that one will die, but he's very close to it. Someone who goes to Gedula, he's not for sure going to do a sin, but he's very close to it. When someone is in Gedula and they come and remove him, he feels a lot of pain. Like someone that they poured him hot boiling water, that he feels a lot of pain. So these two things are comparable. What he wanted to do to the people had to do with what they were trying to do to him. And the Sefer Pri Ha'etz, Parshas Shoftim, he brings the name of the Chasam Sofer that explains the Agata more. The Chasam Sofer brings that the Rambam says the heavy midos is best to take the Derech Ha'emtza. Always take the middle way for all midos, except for one mido. One mido should always go to the extreme, and that is the mido of Gaiva. Always be to the other extreme, not to have gaiva at all. So he says, Abshurim and Prachya felt that he doesn't deserve for any gedula. So if someone comes and puts him in the wrong place, it's just a inyan of gaiva. And we have a din called Amami Dayan Sheino Hogun Ki'ilu Noite Asheiro. It's like Chas Hashem worshiping of a desire. We know that gaiva in general is like worshiping of a desire. And the punishment for a desire is miso. So therefore he said, anybody who put me up there when I was not supposed to and gave me gaiva, I would try to give him miso. But once he became already a gadol, once he became the one who's in charge, so now if someone comes and tries to remove him, what's the problem? The problem is the zilzul and cover the Torah. Then we have a din, Noeg Nisyuscho Berama. The one who the Rav has to come and make sure that people respect the Torah and respect his position. So he says, then we talk about boiling hot water. Why? Boiling water means you have fire that boils it, but you have the water as well. Water is a siman of anova. Fire is a siman of gaivo. Once he became a gadol, now he has to act bisnasus. Now he has to have a little bit of gaivo. So he has a combination of water and fire. That's the hot water. So that's the idea. The lion is the miso. That's when you're taking someone doing gaivo. That water is the snasus, the king, that Nasi has to have, and that's what he got for someone who did not treat him properly. And I know it in the Divrei Torah for the Michas Alozo, Munkach, Chalak Beis, Oysud Gimel, who points out the same idea that we're talking about, going up the Gedula, he would put him in front of a lion, Indian of Miso, but if afterwards it was hot water, which is not so bad, so he brings a ma'aseh that when the Yehudi HaKadosh was nifter, so they wanted to make his son the Rebbe. So when anybody who came told to be a Rebbe, he took an axe and was about to hit the person who came to offer him the Rabbanus. And he says, it's a din of a Baal Lehorgecho Ashkem Lehorgoi. Because the Rabbanus is a Rigas and Nefesh. As we learned, the Yosef died first because he was Noeg Berabbanus. So therefore he said, when someone says, I want to make you a Rav, when it's not proper, how about the Horkosh Ashkem Lehorgoi, put him in front of a lion? But once he's up there and he wants to go down, so then he has to give him a punishment like someone who's a chotzov in front of the Rav, he has to give him a big rebuke, but not to kill him. So this is the chilik between the beginning of the Maim of the Gemara and the end of the Maim of the Gemara. So we see the Mahalchi and the Maharal, the Chas HaSofer and the Divrei Torah all going in the same direction. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Achshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.